Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about Trump's new truth. Well, let's see if I can make do any justice. Let's get this party started, right? Yeah, the world is starting to shape up very nicely, isn't it? You have all these people crying, you have all these people fighting, things fucking up in the world. Wow, huh? And it just started not that long ago. What? It's the 29th right now, so fun times indeed. Yeah, and then I got a clip of people fighting, so I'm gonna have to cut that bit because it's about, you know, some darkies fighting over fried chicken, I guess, and I can't say stuff like that because, you know, it's the hate speeches. Whatever. If I say hateful things, that's how it comes out. Life is raw, and, you know, that's how I do it. I raw dog people. What can I say? That's what I do. Yes, you must forgive me if all my children all over your face, you know. That's what you wanted, right? But yeah, look what's happening right now. It says, will cause chaos. Trump's administration offers 8 months salary to 3 million federal workers if they opt to resign by February 6th. Yes, they should do that, really. You know what? This is very generous. 8 months of getting paid to do nothing? These guys should resign. These people are not doing anything useful to society, for the government, or anything. These people are parasites. As a matter of fact, these people should be charged. Charge all that money back to the people. Don't you think? I think it's only fair, but... I guess this guy is president for a reason, and I'm not. Yes, these are the type of people that work for the government and also for YouTube, among other places. Look, before and after. Yes, all these people are insane. Another person that's insane. And these are the people that want you to fight for them. I say no. But you know what? I like that Trump is actually following through with what he's saying. All the tariffs and all that. Look at the clip coming up. Check it out. It's pretty cool.
Trump has a mandate from the people and he's using it. Just the threat of tariffs alone trounced Trudeau out of Canada, made Mexico reinstitute remain in Mexico, forced Colombia to take their criminals back, and brought Denmark to the table to negotiate Greenland.
This is a very different Donald Trump. He's leading a very different administration, the way he's attacking things, and the American public is very much more in line with him than they were at any point during his entire first term.
I would say... Correction. This is not a very different Donald Trump. This is a very different Donald Trump in as being viewed by voters in this.
In the way he's going about things.
I have a hard time believing this.
This is 100% true. I went back. I love spreadsheets. Donald Trump is the first guy ever whose net approval rating in the first month of his second term is higher than any rating that he had in his entire first term, Kate Baldwin. This is true. I don't make stuff up. The numbers are the numbers.
CNN's hosts are calling their own polls fake news. I would never do that at Fox. You notice what CNN's not showing on their screens? Protests. During the campaign, CNN said Trump's mass deportations were illegal, immoral, and straight out of Nazi Germany. And now that he's carrying them out, the whole country's like, did you see the Chiefs game?
You know what? I'm glad that Trump is starting to kick all these illegal aliens out because these are the ones doing all the crime. Not all of them, but there's a chunk of them that are. And the ones that are crying are just dumb. Look at this little thing that I found. I've seen the pictures of children crying as their parents are deported. Here's a picture of my friend's 3-year-old Maddie Haynes, who was senselessly wasted by an illegal criminal. Yeah, you see? Not cool. And then he goes on saying, he put this poor family through an entire trial, was unapologetic the whole time even when given the chance, and smug. You know, that's not cool. Having this small little kid getting taken away is because some crackhead from another country came here doing stupid things. That's not cool. And it goes on saying, parents who commit crimes are separated from their children and go to prison all the time. Sorry, you're committing a crime by illegally being in the country. The fact that you have kids doesn't change that. Exactly. This is the kind of stuff that we need to stop. I understand that people are coming here for a better life and all that. But a lot of these other people come in here just to tear things up. And that's what I'm not cool with. I'm just saying. Man, that's kind of sad, isn't it? Well, how about if we watch a funny clip about deportation? Here we go.
Yeah, hello? This is an officer with ICE doing a routine check.
Well, I'm an American citizen.
Well, we have questions that'll determine that answer.
Okay.
how many points are scored in a football game?
Six.
We want to make America
great again.
Who's the best female artist?
Taylor Swift.
All right, last question. Can you say Walmart? Sir, can you say
Walmart? Yes, yes, I know. Walmart.
Well, that was fun. But now in Alaska, there's an F-35 fighter that crashes. I don't know why, but it might be a DEI hire. Just saying. Who knows, maybe it got shut down by friendly fire. Yeah, do you know that there's laser weapons? In case you didn't know, there's this thing that came out from Great Britain. They got their little laser beams. Look, check out the clip.
It's the first video of Britain's first laser weapon being tested in Scotland. The beam is filmed through a special lens here, but in reality, it's invisible to the naked eye. It's called Dragonfire, and this is what the laser can do. It can hit an object the size of a pound coin from more than a kilometer away. Dragonfire has been developed in the UK at a cost of more than £100 million, but it'll be much cheaper to fire than a traditional missile.
Oh yeah, remember in the beginning of the video I told you that I was gonna play some other stuff? This is it right here. This is the most ghetto mayor in the United States. Her name is Tiffany Hanyard, and she gets in a fight with her boyfriend during a township meeting. Yep, unfortunately I can't play the video because it has them fighting and you know how YouTube is, so I'm not doing that again. There's no blood or anything like that, it's just YouTube. YouTube is retarded. Remember, all this is allegedly, reportedly, or whatever you want to say. Don't sue me. Anywho, the altercation was reportedly began after activist Jedediah Brown insulted Tiffany Hanyard. The insult led to a physical confrontation involving Hanyard's boyfriend Kamal Woods and Brown. So yeah, they supposedly got in a fight for stupid shit. Yes, if this doesn't give you the hallmarks of a minority, I don't know what does. But, you know, I could say stuff like this because I'm a minority myself, so I could point out these things, right? I'll play the video in the other channels, on YouTube I cannot. So I guess this is where we get off, right? So this Gonzo OG saying goodbye, farewell, and take care, and the world's turned up really nicely today. Well, goodbye. Well, there you go. What can I say? These minorities don't understand what the hell they're doing. They just fight and react, right? Right? Huh? Yeah, I don't want to get another channel strike on my new YouTube channel. That's my third YouTube channel. Yeah, I was at 40. I swear, right now, if I would have kept that, I would have had about 100 people by now. But whatever, YouTube, you could eat my asshole. Fucking assholes. What can I say? Just learn, change, and adapt. That's all you can do. You gotta roll with the punches. Don't let none of these people let you down. I really enjoy doing this, blade, whatever you want to call it, YouTubing. Is that what's called, YouTubing? I was gonna say vlog. I don't know. It don't matter. Anywho, you guys take care, and you guys rock. And please like, share, and subscribe, because I need to start back again. If not, I gotta go back to the truck stop and, you know, start sucking the Z dicks. I'd rather not. Well, anyways, you guys take care. Goodbye.